Philippe Saint-Pierre, SCD Surgeon Chair. Today's date is 01/14/2026. Dictation is for Mr. David York. York spells Y-O-R-K. David spells D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth is 03/09/1969. 56-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up and medication refill. He states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care because he has the medication he needs to assist him being comfortable, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. The patient indicated that since his stroke, he was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm and was advised to have quarterly surveillance via MRI, and stated that in the last year he was unable to have that surveillance done secondary to insurance issues, period. Said he would like to have an MRI today because he now has an insurance which he thinks should cover this request, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert, oriented, obese gentleman. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 105/73. Pulse is 96. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory F. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. He has weakness in his left upper and lower extremities. Secondary to prior history of CVA. Diffuse muscular atrophy in his left upper and lower extremities, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, a cranial nerves 2 to 10, there's some deficit in his left extremities, significant weakness. Next paragraph, mood and effect of normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number two is diabetes type 2. Number three is obesity. And number four is cerebral aneurysm. Number five is hypertension. Number six is obesity. Number seven is anxiety. Number eight is folic acid deficiency. Number nine is neuropathy. And number 10 is insomnia/depression, period. Patient's labs were drawn today. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D, testosterone, and the PSA. Next paragraph. His medications were refilled as follows. Lamictal. 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days to take in the morning. Next medication, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. Open parentheses, patient said he ran out of his normal beta blocker, which he takes, and said he, which is atenolol. He said he took some metoprolol, which he had at home, and said he thinks metoprolol works better for his blood pressure, period, and would like to refill his blood pressure and not to take the other one, period. Next paragraph. Amitriptyline, 50 milligrams, 1 PO at bedtime, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Lexapro, 20 milligrams, 1 PO at daily, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, folic acid, 1 milligram, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, gabapentin, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient was given a consultation for MRI of his brain as part of his recommended surveillance since his CVA. The next medication is Xanax, 1 milligram, 1 PO, daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Ozempic, 2/3 mL, 0.25 milligrams subcutaneous, weekly for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.